Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Roy. Population two first names, John Roy.
Yes.
John, welcome to the show, sir.
Good to be back. Well, I guess technically I'm back because I did county.
You did Scarborough County while ago, and you were wonderful.
Okay.
And now you're back on because not only do we love you, but you and Daniel Van Kirk are going to be doing some live shows around the country.
First one on my anniversary. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
In honor of my anniversary. In honor of my anniversary, you'll be at the Siren Theater in Portland, Oregon on June 24th.
8 p.m. show. You do not want to miss two of our favorite stand-ups in one room together. That's Daniel
Evenings.
Van Kirk and John Roy.
Evenings with Daniel Van Kirk and John Yul Roy.
I love that you guys are teaming
and
up.
And Jonathan Roy. He kind of went with the full name.
Yeah. I'm not a Jonathan. I'm a John. I am the full name. It just happens to be seven letters and four of two syllables.
Johnny Roy. Johnny Roy is a drink that you get that's just like, it's
just the syrup of like nine different drinks.
It's alcohol and a little bit of wind.
Your name is super efficient. One vowel used twice.
John Roy.
Yeah.
John Roy.
But in different ways.
Yeah.
The accent makes it brutal in California. John, the Chicago, people go Chad. Like whenever I say John, they go Chad.
Yeah.
Like it happened yesterday.
It's literally a Yanny Laurel.
Yeah, like,
are you saying Yanny?
No.
Chad.
No, he's saying Jan. Janny. Janny.
Janny.
Are you saying Laurel?
No. You got a show in Portland on the 24th, and then next month in July, on July
15th.
In Denver at the Bug Theater.
The Bug Theater in Denver.
Is a great theater to see shows.
Oh, my God. We did a little, I think that's where they used to do the Growlix.
Yeah, that's exactly that.
Hot damn, that's a great theater.
Cool area.
And you guys will do great.
Fill it with our folks who love these guys.
Townies. Well, listen, we believe that the world's getting dumber. It's getting dumber in Denver. It's getting dumber in Portland. It's getting dumber everywhere, John. How do we combat that? Through comedy. Through getting stories sent to us and then breaking them and trying to understand.
Yeah. So we have one story that was sent to us for today's show.
You want
to
do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, no, I don't want to do it.
Damn, I want to do
it. That's a show, guys.
All right, guys. We got to get back to work. Just kidding.
Sent in by Agnes Blankenstein.
That's a great... I got nothing
that
for that.
Has done that's Blankenship.
Yeah. Stein. Is that Steen or Stein?
Either or.
Either or.
It can be, right?
Either or.
It's whatever they tell you.
And there's some friends
you'll
of mine.
You always get it wrong.
You'll always get it wrong. There are friends of mine that I call them like
Joe Epstein. It's like, no, it's Epstein.
Joe Epstein.
And there's no rhyme or reason to the order of the vowels.
No.
They can choose and go a different way.
It's however your family has been called for all those years.
It's a very democratic last name.
It's honestly whoever fucked it up first. Like if someone fucked it up years ago and started calling you Steen, then that's who you are. If someone screwed
think they
up
just
and called
went
you
along
Stein,
with it, like, yeah. You know what? The boss, he's nice to me. I don't want to keep my head down.
Or those people who, like, if you start to correct them, you know it's going to be like a whole thing that you're just like, whatever. I mean, there was the story when we did Entourage, and Mary J. Blige came with her whole entourage to do the show, and we were working with her for a few days. She could not have been nicer or cooler. She was so sweet. My character was Jeff, and Jay was
Jim.
Mine was Jim, and yours was
Mine
was Jeff, and yours was Jim. Whatever. So at the very end, Jay goes up to Mary. And says,
I was just like, you know, I didn't want to bother you throughout the production, but it was really an honor. You know, we're such big fans of your music, and this was a beautiful week. And she looked at me and she said, thanks, Jeff. Now, I at that moment could have double corrected her and said, we're not playing ourselves like you're playing yourself.
Right.
We're not real agents. This is a set.
Right.
I simply said, it's Jim. Because I thought that would be easier.
Jason looked Mary J. Blige in the eye and said, it's Jim. So, you know how, like, that's it. So
I was like, I know.
So
let me get you half of the way.
Steen or Stein, she's just, their family's done correcting it.
Well, the handle is almost as great. @Blankers10.
Blankers10.
First nine were taken. Blankenstein. And they're like, keep going till I get this.
Blankenstein.
An angry man stored up his own feces
For what? The winter?
Is that why?
For what?
It's got to be why he's angry, right? I mean, like, why did that sentence
seem
flipped?
Why did I give myself this challenge?
This is like that's how the
feces came first, and then the anger led from that.
That's what powers the flux capacitor in Back to the Future 5.
Yeah, where you're going, we don't need toilets. Yeah. An angry man stored up his
Let's
own
Let's see what that garbage man's got in store for him this weekend.
Just dump it in.
In a container. Also, imagine the idea of the conversation at Lowe's. Be like, well, what size do you need? What are you using it for? Just in a container, man.
10 days?
They didn't say. Before shoving it through a friend's letterbox in a bitter dispute.
The feces or the container of the feces? Like, did he?
I'm sure he opened it up and dumped it out.
No.
Joffrey?
No.
What?
No.
I thought that was a
now
made
you just
up
are you Game of Thrones.
No, that's
but it's G-E-O-F though. Yeah. It's Jeffrey.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Joffrey. He's doing a Steen Stein thing with Jeffrey. Yeah. Joffrey.
Joffrey. Holroyd Doveton. That's hyphenated. Holroyd Doveton.
That is the most English? Regal English name for the most.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
but
Dave.
Like, if you see an apartment in L.A. and the apartment has a name like Covington Arms, mm-hmm. you know that's a shithole.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that's
worst.
Just a horrible, yes. like, yeah. like yeah. a prostitute's, like, wouldn't even sleep there.
Badlington Downs.
Yeah, the new ones are all the Dylan, yeah. the Huxley,
the like Orsini.
Jason's extent of knowledge for prostitutes are that they'll spend the night.
Yeah,
after they're done with their business, I think I'm gonna stay here. I think I'll go to sleep.
They don't just hang
it's
out
like
and
every
sleep.
Every type of mushroom is what these things are called. The portobello.
Where are we? The Covington Arms. I'm gonna stay.
I think I'll stay.
The porcini.
Joffrey Holroyd Doveton used a quote homemade pump to spray the excrement into Donald Wick's home as a disgusting act of revenge.
Homemade pump.
This dude made.
Made a pump, stored up his poop, went to his arch rival's house, opened up the
letterbox, and just started pumping it in.
Shooting it through the door into
this guy's house.
He probably
yelled, "You've got mail, bitch," as he was doing it.
I mean, and on some level, you have to say, yay, science.
What do you buy to make the pump?
Like,
if I said make a pump, like, what would you do?
You need some sort of air compression, yeah. and you need a hose.
So, you know? Like a bag, just a bag you can...
Either
you know,
a bag or something like an accordion-style pump
plastic thing. Yeah,
a bellows from an old-timey fireplace. And then
a tube
for the poo? Like how
are
you...
you talking about a poo tube? Is it your standard poo tube? At Lowe's, the guy. What do you need for this?
Well, you know, here's what I got to do. I got a project this week. There's this guy, Donald Wicks. That's not important. What's important is I got to get my poo into this guy's mouth. Like, you know, I just got
to
get
from here to here.
I got a lot
there.
Of poo. Don't worry how I got it. I've been storing it up.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you tell me where, like, paint stirrers are?
Yeah, it's over in aisle 6.
You know, okay. Right, did your dad have a fireplace? Remember those old accordion thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got those.
Okay,
yeah.
could you hook that on some kind of a thing that could shoot poo
through it
into
yeah.
a
shoot
male?
Pool? Did you say shoot pool?
No.
Shoot poo. All right.
Sir, I don't know if I want to help with this. We're having a workshop class for this, though, on Saturday.
Dave, I'm going on break. You
can
need
I,
to take care of this guy.
I'm
going
to have to talk to a manager, then. I really need...
I'm going on break. I'm
the manager. What do we got here? We got a problem.
We're just gonna standard put the poo in the box kind
what
of situation.
What kind of project is it? Hey Jeff, what project is it?
I'm on break, so I can't talk about
it's
it.
It's really gonna come down to the consistency of your poo.
Yeah. How are we getting this poo?
What have you been eating the last couple days?
We going salad or steak? Okay, here we go. The former mates had fallen out as Holroyd Doveton.
This is British.
Holroyd
Doveton.
He hit the.
So the mailbox is on the other side of the road.
Yes.
Okay.
But we're in the house.
They pump their poo on the left.
That's right. And then it goes the other way.
Remember, he did this to Donald Wicks. The former mates had fallen out as Holroyd Doveton thought Mr. Donald Wicks had contributed to his recent divorce and, quote, ruined his life.
Contributed.
How do you contribute?
There were other factors, but he definitely contributed.
I mean, you know, your husband.
Short of having sex with his wife. There's
or
no real
on a regular basis saying to his
Oi.
Wife, you should leave.
Hi, mate, you should get out of
here. Geoffrey's a white guy, he's a knob, isn't
he? He's a knob, isn't it?
Marriage be a lot better, though, shouldn't it?
Don't you think? A bit
kind of sad.
You're kind of in a bad marriage, aren't you?
in it looking kind of sad, are we?
A lot of people have husbands that are nice to them, don't they?
Yeah. Right. Meat pies are rubbish. They're rubbish.
I like to shove my meat pie through your mail slot.
Geoffrey Dalhoyd Doveton, or Halroyd Doveton.
Halroyd Doveton.
GHD.
The Halroyd Doveton.
GHD traveled more than 160 miles to Rotherham, South Yorkshire, to Mr. Wicks's house.
This is like the astronaut woman who drove in a diaper.
That's right. Almost all of England. Like, you can't get further down the country without falling
down the
M4,
were you? M4 with just a whole pocket full of poo.
GHD. So he goes from 160 miles from South Yorkshire to
with the poo
to Mr. Wicks's house in Braintree, Essex.
So he's taking some of that Yorkshire pudding,
on
up to Essex
with the poo he had been storing, and then splattered it into the home, causing $5,324 worth of damage.
Okay, I need to rethink the estimate of how much poo it was in my head now.
He pumped it. He pumped it.
But he could have like hit artwork. I don't know. Maybe that's some stained glass that will never get back.
It's stained now.
Hell, it ain't.
Stained now.
CCTV recorded Halroyd Doveton outside the property on the night of the offense. Or offense, as it's written here.
Offense.
On New Year's Day. This was his resolution.
What are you doing for New Year's, Jeff?
GHD was like, I'm cleaning my life up by making somebody else's messy.
Yeah. I'm pumping poop on New Year's Day.
There was a contributor. A bit of a contribution was made.
Yeah. Here's my contribution to your house. It's the year of the shit. Isn't it?
As part of his sentencing, he'll have to complete 80 hours of unpaid work.
Clean toilets.
Chairman of the bench sounds like Frank Sinatra's cousin. Dave Sinatra is just like, here comes the chairman of the bench.
He's in Branson, and it's a magic comedy musical show.
I'm in a new haven.
Well, he's also got a rat, like the mouse pack. Like, he's got like the cousin of Joey Bishop.
Yep. Chairman of the bench has the mouse pack.
Michael Davis Jr.
Chairman of the bench. Neither has no eyes.
Here comes the chairman of the bench.
The chairman of the bench, Michael Cadman, called it a pretty horrific offense, said.
It's pretty horrific.
It's almost as bad as I have seen in my 30 years.
It's almost as bad as he's seen.
Yeah, like, what
there was another poo.
What was a far worse thing? I actually literally shit into someone's house.
Leslie Smith, prosecuting, said that Halroyd Doveton had planned the act for some time. He pooed into the container.
So it's a premeditated poo.
It's premeditated pooing, and according to the Magna Carta,
in accordance with all premeditated poos, that thing was percolating up the M4.
He pooped in the container. I'm going to ask you guys how long. Leading up to the incident.
Okay, so like how is he storing
How much time did he spend pooping into a container?
This is important. I know you're just putting this forth as a fact, but it's important because your anger either grows or subsides. Like, I can understand in a heated moment, you're like, give me that thing. I'm going to shit in this thing. But like, you drove 160 miles. And like, mile 90.
You made a pump.
Also, like, you know,
are we talking about pounds of poo is what we're going to
do? You think he had one day where he like went in the toilet, is maybe going to throw it away and stuff his nonsense, and then like...
I would say this has been building up for about 4 months.
Ooh, that's John Lawrence, do you want to go second or third?
4 months?
Take a guess.
It's New Year's Day.
Yeah. So when did it start?
So
on a hot summer's night.
Donald Wicks also lives far away from him. Did he move in the intervening? Like, I don't know what you know. But I'm gonna say, I'm gonna make him a little less crazy because. Okay. You know, you poo a lot in a day, right? Think about when you
pound
poo
a day. Pound
you,
a day, according
when you
to poo
on an airplane and it doesn't go down and you gotta look at it. That's a lot. That's just one.
1 pound a day. 1 pound a day.
I'm gonna do 2 months. It's still a lot.
Okay.
Still a lot. Jay? I'm gonna say since Boxing Day. No, I'm gonna say
so 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
2 weeks.
So Randy says
I said four months. Jay says John 2 weeks. You said 2 months.
How do they measure time in England? Is it the metric system?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I converted it.
They're
though.
On the lunar calendar.
There's 80 seconds John to 1/4 second.
Okay. You said 2 months, John
Royce? I said 2 months.
Jay, you're saying a fortnight.
I said a fortnight.
A fortnight. All right.
Don't say that word.
All right.
I've heard
how many
of
stone of yeah, poo have. Was it?
It was about 8 stone of poo. Got a great big fucking poo. There's a guy, there's a lighting guy who works for my wife, like a subcontractor. My wife's an interior designer. He's a subcontractor. His name is Dell. I think I've talked about him on this podcast maybe before. He's the best because he's just like, the second he comes in the house, it like if he's ever F-bomb like fixing city. It, just he just starts cursing nonstop. It's so fucking light. Really? Get this old fucking bitch in there and squirrel it in and stick their fucking dumb piece of shit out of here. I love him and I just love riling him up. I'm like, man, that really looks like it's not working. Goddamn right it ain't working. Try to stick this fucking piece of bastard shit out of there.
I think if you have a country that has a class system, once you realize you're in the second one, why not go all the way with it?
Just yeah. go
like,
well,
who are you impressing? They're not going to make you all a right, fucking so. Duke. Like, right. Just do it.
I'm the Duke. Here's
you
the,
know your
we're going to give the answer.
Okay.
GHD.
Fortnite.
Joffrey Holroyd Dovington. Mm-hmm. The amount of time he spent holding his poop in a container is, first let me say this, one of you is exactly right.
Oh.
Now, do you want to guess
who is
who
right?
Who do you think is right?
I think we're crazy, and I think it's probably the Fortnite.
I think
of
it's.
Poo.
I think Jay's right. It's
yeah,
a
I'm
Fortnite
right. If you're doing about a pound a day, that he's collecting
Fortnite
it for 2 weeks.
Because you would need like an extra
need, like,
garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
A carport. Carpock.
Holroyd Dovington.
Holroyd Dovington does sound like the name of like a stuffed animal you get from
in the shop. A giant poo.
It's one of the Build-A-Bear options.
Yes,
like
yes.
He's the British bear.
Holroyd we'll Dovington. Get you corduroy or Holroyd Dovington.
He had been saving his poop up for...
What do you got?
2 months.
Oh,
Jesus
my John
Christ.
Roy.
I am horrified that I'm right.
So right.
2 months.
What a
two
tough.
Months.
Prior that's... to the offense and created
where?
A pump.
In the house.
Had
where?
Had he committed that much to his wife, they'd still be together.
Well, that's was... the thing. He's like, oh, I'm the type of person who creates a shit pump, saves my pump for my ship for 2 months, mm-hmm. drives 160 miles to spray it into somebody else's house, but they're the reason that
I
my
got
marriage
my
ended. Yeah. They're the problem in my life.
What if this was a standard thing to anyone who pissed him off? So the wife had to put up with three different poo stories.
Yeah. No, he created a piss pump for
that's
a month.
That's how he proposed to me.
I'm sick of. I'm tired of fucking Keith at work. Oh, you're not going to poo. Are you going to do another poo? Honey, if you poo again, I'm leaving.
Honey, where's my poo container?
No! You said you'd never poo store again.
It's in the garage.
Mr. Wicks, who was on holiday with his wife.
I
at the time.
Was there!
No, or.
That's
or
he almost
was,
worse.
Or, no, maybe he was on holiday up at that house, so he drove. All the way to that part yeah. of the...
Mr. Wicks, is this the new John Wicks?
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
shits in your house and you just go, now he's on an act of
right.
revenge?
Right. Now, but he just goes and poos in everyone's house. Like, he's not a murderer.
it's like an outbreak.
Mr. Wicks, who was on holiday with his wife at the time of the offense, described it as despicable and disgusting and said it had left him anxious and unable to sleep.
I agree.
He said he felt his personal space and home had been invaded.
No
sure.
shit.
Yeah,
no
that's not
shit.
A feeling, dude.
Actually,
it was.
Actually, shit.
Yes, shit. Yes,
yeah.
shit.
It actually completely, you were.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Except no one came in the door, but
so,
yeah.
So, pound a day, we got to go back to here in a second. Pound a day, two a day? No, okay, pound a day. How many days in 2 months?
Well, we don't know how
28,
much.
28,
28.
We don't know
days.
If he put
60?
It in every time.
We don't know if he put it in every time. And we don't know if he was just doing it a portion of it. But, like, it could have been over 2 months.
He was contributing
yeah.
to it.
Just like my friend
deposit.
Was.
I made a deposit at the shit bank.
He said he felt his personal space at home had been invaded.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
there's
of course.
No feeling. Emily Hughes, defending... GHD mm-hmm. said he felt
how
isolated.
About that lawyer meeting? You're the public defender. Like, what are you? What's the defense?
You just look. You walk in. You're like, what do you want me to do, here, man? Because it's on camera.
Yeah.
It's on camera of him doing this. It's CCTV of him shooting all the shit into a guy's door.
She's gonna say at least he didn't poo and like it's not indecent. Like it is to do it in public.
Things he could have done, right. Your Honor.
He could have done so many.
I guess because of the divorce, GHD had to move from his home in Braintree.
Yeah. To another place.
To Rotherham? Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he had lived there. He left.
He went back to the old neighborhood.
He lost the town in the divorce. He was incredibly sorry for his actions. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here on this.
Used to be
John, where you are a guest, so you can go first, Tig, or third. How old is Jeffrey Holroyd Doveton?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
The man who creates a shit pump
and puts it
in a shit storm. You created a shit storm.
He really did.
He did.
30.
30 years old from John Roy.
He's married and divorced, but he still seems pretty
juvenile.
So he
got married young.
Married young. Okay. She left him 5 years. The marriage lasted. Now he's shitting in people's
houses. Also say that pictures from the aftermath will be posted on the Dumb People Town page. I didn't know if you guys wanted to view. Tread with caution on this
just
one, Tom.
Imagine paintball.
Oh, my
just imagine.
God. That's a Jackson Pollock.
Imagine paintball, but only brown.
It's a Jackson Pooplick. I would say, I think he's 45. And I think she stuck in that marriage really long, and he never matured in that point, and then he regressed as soon as she left.
Okay. All right. Jason Sklar?
58
from Jason Sklar. This
is the end. He's got nothing left to
58-year-old man.
All right, Jason says 58. Randy says
45. And you said 30.
John Moore says 30. Okay. This will be our parting fact on this DPT Mini. And since you're all listening, let me remind you, on June 24th, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, the Siren Theater, Portland, Oakland.
That's if you're in Portland. If you are in two nights before, if you're in Salt Lake City, come see us at Wise Guys.
Oh, heck yeah.
One of the greatest clubs out there in the biz.
So, yeah, come see the Sklars and then jump on a flight Sunday and come
to
Portland. Yeah, evenings, co-headlining tour.
Entire episode.
Yeah.
Playing itself up. We like to pump all of our jokes through the mail slot. So, here we go.
We just spray them out. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Is any of us close?
No.
Okay.
No.
Jeffrey Holroyd Doveton is 75 years old.
Oh, what?
You saw us heading in the right direction.
Jay, I know.
That is
Jason Sklar.
A 75-year-old.
That's a man who had a lot of time.
So in my brain, I was like, 45 means he's old. He should know better.
30,
You're like, you're dumb and you just are whatever. You're not acting smart. 45, I'm like, you should know better, but his sort of development was stunted. Jason said 58. He was like going in that right direction, but
this
75
is a wise
trumps
man
all.
Who has had time.
And by the way, this will be the last act, and I
trumps.
Feel like this should be on his tombstone. This is his legacy, and this is how
he should
be remembered.
Like said, brown specs.
Don't say it, just spray it.
Eat shit, Donald Wicks.
Yeah. Goodbye, Donald
Wicks. So also, though, think about this. That means the wife left him. Like, she stuck in for most of her life and still wanted to get out of there. It's like, you know, I'm going to die away from this fucker.
It's like the Mandela effect. Rod's Mandela bit. He made through prison and divorced his wife afterwards.
How bad was that marriage?
That's crazy.
That's a mini.
Unbelievable. There you go. That's how we do it. Thank you, John Roy.
You're welcome.
We got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum.
Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.